Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm John Belmont, and here are today's top local stories. We've got a nasty fire in Brooklyn this morning, a three-alarmer in Greenpoint. We're live and local with 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck on the scene. Glenn?
And John, right off the BQE here in Greenpoint, too, you could smell the smoke as I was driving over the Kosciuszko and come out here. More than 100 firefighters are still out of here. It's a warehouse at 67 Van Dam. This is an industrial area, mostly businesses, not many homes, at least within a few blocks of here. The heavy fires, firefighters arrived overnight, and they were worried about the roof collapsing as well, so they just battled the blaze from the outside as the wind was pushing the fire as well. And this business owner right down the block spoke with Channel 7.
Also, plenty of firemen walking around, you know, the water flowing all down this street like a river. So scary, very scary.
And this is a woodworking warehouse here, John. They store supplies related to that. So that's what also fueled the fire. Still some hot spots, so they expect to be here for hours. The major part of the fire has been knocked down, and there have been no injuries. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live at the scene here in Greenpoint.
Opioids are not only dangerous to users, they can really mess up officials who are supposed to control them. At least four NYPD officers ended up in the hospital after an apparent fentanyl exposure last night in the Bronx. It happened when they were searching an apartment on Willis Avenue in the Mott Haven section. Several suspects also were rushed to the hospital. There's a new MTA bus run designed to keep students from being beat up going to and from Nicotra Charter School on Staten Island. The Advance has been tracking a couple of weeks' worth of attacks that sent two students to the hospital. Under the plan, an empty S-59 bus will start its route at Richmond and Genesee Avenues, picking up only students from Nicotra. The principal says this is going to keep our students safe and alleviate a lot of overcrowding for regular commuters. Mayor Mike is seriously thinking about becoming President Bloomberg. Correspondent Aaron Kutursky tells us what's in the works.
The former mayor of New York, Mike Bloomberg, is filing to get on the Democratic primary ballot in Alabama. If he runs, and we're told no formal decision has yet been made, his spokesman said he would offer a new choice to Democrats, built on a unique record of running America's biggest city, building a business from scratch, and taking on tough challenges. Bloomberg has become increasingly concerned, the spokesman said, the current field of Democratic candidates is not capable of beating Donald Trump next November.
Other Democratic hopefuls are fundraising over the November surprise. Elizabeth Warren's campaign says, let's call Michael Bloomberg's attempt to buy the presidency what it is, yet another example of the wealthy wanting our government and economy to only work for themselves. Aides to Joe Biden, the moderate most threatened by a Bloomberg run, have not had anything to say. Ready, set, flush for the potential stinker of a football game playing out at MetLife Stadium Sunday. The 2-7 Giants up against the 1-7 Jets. Our John Montone is holding his nose with one fan. John?
Even as bad as both New York teams have played, Benny the Plumber's prediction would really bust the betting parlors. Benny, Jets or Giants Sunday?
They're both going to lose.
How is that possible?
Have you seen their last couple of games? How is that possible? They've been pulling it off successfully, trust me.
And while no one's expecting the game to be super, Benny says...
Or we can call it the Stink Bowl.
The Stink Bowl.
The Stink Bowl.
So I was thinking, to rhyme it with super, we call it the Pooper Bowl because they're both in the toilet.
Pooper Bowl is actually quite excellent. I like that. As a plumber, that goes well with me, the Pooper Bowl.
And think of the advertising possibilities. John Montone, 1010 Winds at MetLife.
Quite a fight in the subway last night. A car full of scared commuters begged a group of young men to stop beating another passenger on an A train headed from Brooklyn to Manhattan. A Twitter user posted this video showing four guys huddled around the victim, punching him as he screams, and there were screams echoing through the train after it left High Street headed for Fulton Street. The Daily News says as the assailants moved down the car, other commuters screamed and backed away. Someone pulled the emergency brake, a conductor unlocked a door, and the assailants fled. A hit and run late last night on 8th Avenue right in front of the New York Times sent a 61-year-old pedestrian to Bellevue Hospital in critical condition. The 25-year-old driver of the Honda Civic was caught but has not been charged. He told police he didn't realize he'd struck anyone. Yesterday was induction day up at the Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester.
Rolling in at the head of the class, Matchbox.
Our cars need no gas, never get a flat, and are guaranteed for 10,000 pushes.
Curator Nick Rickett says the inventor of Matchbox in Britain in the 50s got inspiration from his family.
His daughter could bring us a toy for show and tell. But it couldn't be, it had to be small enough to fit in a matchbox.
Coloring books are also new to the Toy Hall of Fame.
Coloring books have been around for at least 100 years, and they're not going anywhere. And they sort of do have a newfound audience with adults.
Also inducted, the collectible card game Magic: The Gathering. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.